our health and only expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keeps truth forever, and never forsakes the works of his own hands. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, which is the faithful witness, the first begotten of death, and the prince of all the kings of the earth. Amen. Let's continue our service by singing Psalter 356, the stanza 1 and 2. All who with heart confiding depend on God alone, like Zion's mount abiding, shall never be overthrown. 1 and 2, 356. The scriptures can be found in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting at verse 14 through 30. Matthew 25, the verses 14 through 30, was before we listen to the holy law of the Lord.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless to take this, that take this name in vain. Remember this Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but this seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed this Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 25, starting at 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them another 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and it is Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came, and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler of many over many things. And thou enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that hath received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came, and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, Thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So far.
Let's see the phase of prayer. Oh Lord, how can we stand before thee when we look upon ourselves? How unfaithful, how erring, how sinful we are still. And therefore we pray not resting upon our righteousnesses, we don't have them. We forfeited them in the fall and sins. But we stand before thee pleading upon thy mercy. Have mercy upon us sinners and our children. Mercy in thy dear Son who came to save the uttermost lost. To the glory of thy holy name, to the glory of mercy alone. Have mercy upon us when we come together in a prayer service for the land, the fruits of the land, and the labors of our hands. Lord, we are called to serve thee in this world that thou hast created for a purpose, thy own glory. But since fallen paradise, death reigns. Darkness is over us. But O wonder of all wonders, thou hast given the Sun of Righteousness shining in darkness. But that it wouldn't mean for us, and we didn't apprehend that light. We were sheltering in the darkness more. Oh, because our works are not true. Lord, give a people among us, young and old, to confess that they have sinned. And that light might discover all they did, that they might be getting pleading upon thy grace, upon thy help in the things of the world, in businesses, in farming, in laboring at the factories, or where we are employed, house mothers in the house, keeping servants in their servant. Lord, that we really may depend on thee alone. And thee for all. We confess that we are not worthy, but it's thy world. It's thy glory. We are thy creatures for one purpose, to glorify thee. O Lord, restore, renew, and bring us to that purpose again, which is only the joy of thee. And the servants that have served thee were gathered into the bundle of life. They went into the joy of the Lord. Not their joy. Yeah. Their joy was the joy of the Lord. That light shining from his face enlightened them with joy, peace, and glory. Lord, open the scriptures this morning. We bring before thee the sick and afflicted, the weak. The old in age, our youth, our young people. Those who have plans to marry, planning a wedding. Others expecting in others. Ah, Lord, direct our feet, our hearts, and our minds in Thy ways, please. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Why are we on earth? Why are we on earth? Well, we are on earth for one purpose, to serve the Lord, to glorify Him. He has created this world and mankind, Adam and Eve, to glorify Him, to serve Him, to rule the fishes, the things of the world, for His glory. That's the only purpose. We are not here for ourselves. We are created in the image of God. It means for the purpose of the glory of God, to serve Him in creation and spiritually wise. When you read this parable, the Lord Jesus shows that there are two kinds of servants. The first are called good and faithful, and the latter are called evil and slothful. The Lord has two kinds of servants. Good and faithful, or I can translate it too. Faithful means believing in God, in Christ, with a true saving faith, seen in the fruit. And the others are fearing, trembling. I think the Lord Jesus meant the Jews under the law, fearing and trembling. That man with that one talent has said, 25, I was afraid. There are people serving God being afraid. For God seems to be a hard God, he says. I knew, Lord, thee, that thou art a hard man. They have hard thoughts about God, not loving thoughts, not gracious thoughts, but hard thoughts. They say God is a hard God. Is God a hard God? No, no. He is not. He says, I know thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where not hast sown. Thou art asking while not having sown. That's the law, eh? The law asks obedience, and we can't. We are dead. But God sticks to the law. Love God above all and your neighbor as yourself. But he says, we are unable to do it. Not so. Secondly, the second thing he says is, thou art gathering where thou hast not strawed. What does that mean? Well, in the harvest you are winnowing. What's winnowing? Separate the chaff from the wheat. You throw them up in the winnow, and the wind blows the chaff away. But he says, thou art a God, if I would lose some kernels of wheat. The Lord said, where are they? You have spoiled them. And thou would try to gather them where I lost them. I don't dare to serve thee, a hard man. Asking where I can pay, gathering where I spoiled it. So I put my talent in the ground. Here it is. I don't dare to handle it. That's a servant under the law. the Jewish nation and everyone that has only fear, not faith. Only fear, but no faith. Evil and slothful. Fear doesn't make you work. Fear trembles, staggers, stops. By nature, we are. But there were servants, they were agathos, good. How can you say of a fallen sinner that he is good in Christ? You know that the mother of Moses looked to him and saw good in him. She believed the child of God. She believed it was, and it was. Now that's the thing. Good. And faithful. You can better translate it by believing. Only by faith in Christ I can serve him. Not by the law. Not by myself. In him alone. And we'll see what happens here. But let's first sing 360, 1 through 5. 360, 1 through 5. Where we will sing together. 360, 1 through 5. Blessed the man that fears Jehovah. That's childlike fear. Walking ever in his ways. And what's following, 1 through 5, 360, then there will be a collection. Congregation, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to Him. Not to me and not to you. You might have a property, but you are just a steward of the things which belong to God. You might have a farm, fruitful farm, but it doesn't belong to you. You might have apples growing or caring for, but it doesn't belong to you. It's His. The earth is of the Lord and the fullness thereof. Now by nature we think it belongs to us. My house, my life, my decisions, my money, me and I. So there has to be a conversion. You know it, but I'm just iterating it again, saying it. So that you one day might say, what's your only comfort both in life and death? That I with body and soul, in life and in death, am not my own. Not anymore my own. But belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. His own. By grace. By conversion and faith. With His precious blood. Has fully satisfied for all my sins, paid the penalty, and delivered me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my heavenly Father, not a hair. Can fall from my head. Yea, that all things must be subservient to my salvation. And therefore, by His Holy Spirit, He also assures me of eternal life and makes me sincerely willing and ready, and they have it, henceforth to live unto Him, not to myself. That's the whole matter of a new man, a new woman, a servant. Live unto Him by the Holy Spirit, not my power. Well, congregation, there starts exactly the parable of the Lord Jesus. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, heaven, who called his servants. No, you must read word for word. Who called his servants? No. What's say in the Bible? His own servants, owned by him, given to him by the Father, paid with the bloody price of his sacrifice, made free to serve him. Only comfort both in life and death. His own servants. We by nature are servants of the devil for ourselves. But now the Bible teaches He called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. What are the goods? Everything in the world. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. This building, your farm, your health, your money, what it might be. And he liveth unto them his goods. All he had. When he went away, he gave the disciples, his people, all he has. The world and all the treasures. Souls and what it might be. And he straightway took his journey. He didn't instruct them. He says, here you have it. Do what you want. I'll see. He trusted them. His goods. Everything. What a wonder if God trusts you. His goods. His goods. Do you look to your properties as his goods? Do I look? His goods belong to him. I said, and you have to have that turnaround, that conversion, that grace. His goods. But he didn't give everyone the same. He gave one 5 talents, a lump sum. Why did he give the first 5 talents? According to his several abilities. God gives always to his people 2 things. Grace of ability, strength, and grace of property, how to deal with it. That's a gift. And God gives one of his servants more abilities, more gifts to deal with his property than another. So he measures every soul of his. And he says, you 5, I have given you abilities to deal with it. Young people, you're at school. And we don't have all the same abilities, do we? I wasn't that easy in language. Be difficult for me. But math, I like better. So I have chosen a school in the Netherlands for math, not languages, not economics, science, biology. God gives every of his children special gifts to deal with the properties he entrusted them. A mother with love and care for the children, is that not a gift? A daughter with honoring her parents, or a gift to be a nurse, or a gift to be a farmer. The whole world is his. And he deals his goods, he gives his goods to them who have properties, abilities. But ability is grace too. We, by nature, we have not any ability to serve God. He gives it by his Holy Spirit. It's something when someone trusts you with his properties without instruction. With 5 talents. God gave the world to his people. Although it's true that we sometimes walk bare feet like slaves in the service of Satan, ride horses. But he says, it's yours. The new world to come and this world is for my people to serve me, to love me. We are in a prayer service this night, of this morning. We pray that we might be used for his service, isn't it? And by nature we are not able. When I came up this early morning, I thought, Lord, how wrong. Prayer service. A congregation that's therefore specially needful that we pray. There is a psalm that, Psalm 90. It's an important psalm, and the last two verses are really important. Let thy work appear, and to thy servants, that's prayer, that's conversion, grace, adding to the church, make a new gracious servants by grace, and thy glory to their children. But then the second, and I want to stress it today, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish thou the works of our hands upon us. The works of our hands establish it. I can do nothing unless God establishes it. When he uses me. There are two prayers. First, the extension of the kingdom. Conversions. Knowledge of Christ and grace. And secondly, establish thou the work of our hands. Without thee we can do anything. Except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman waketh but in vain. It's in vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late and eat the bread of sorrows. For he giveth his beloved rest, sleep. Rest in God. No fear. Rest. Lord, the children are an inheritance of the Lord. Even your children don't belong to you. They're a heritage of the Lord, your grandchildren. I'm not saying they're all converted, but anyways, they're a heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Christ's reward. Children born again in Zion. Children, as the arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are the children of the youth Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall we speak with the enemies in the gate. Now what I want to say is, do you know what's laboring in the kingdom of God is being used by God for the labor? It's not your work. By his Spirit makes you ready to live unto him. Redeemed. Forgiven. So if we come and pray this day, we say, Lord, we can't do it. We forsook it. We are seeking our own things, but seek thy thing, thy glory. For unless the Lord built my house, if he is not my builder, it's all in vain. We pray that he might be our builder. And if not, in vain means vanity of all vanities. It's vanity. A sigh. And what a wonder if God uses you to serve him in Christ. See, I can ask you and say, Lord, give me strength to do it. He says, you can't. You can only be used by me. It's in vain. May I ask you, were your sinner's prayers asking for help next season? When you walk around your business, or over your land, when the crop grows, is this your Babel, or is it mercy? Glorious mercy. Is it my house, or his house? Do you belong to him, or do you still, without conversion, belong to yourself, poor soul? Congregation, I want to say that we should pray for uttermost weakness, for impossibilities on our side. I don't like it. I like possibilities. I like to do it myself. Like a little child when it's growing up, I have some grandchildren or little children. If I say, give me a hand, he says, no, I can walk myself. But do you know what's a child of God? His own. Lord, without thee, I can do. I can do. I can't do anything. Make me weak for thy strength. And people say to me sometimes, this is a depressive message. No, it's not. For faith overcometh the world. And he made his strength perfect. Perfect strength. God's strength. In my weaknesses. I had some experience last some weeks, and I was troubled by some things. But do you know what God did? He made it wondrous. Better than I could ever imagine it. And he took away my cares and my sorrows. To give him the glory. For his kingdom, for his glory, that's only glorified by mercy, by grace in Christ. Now, what did the man do by grace? He labored. So by the strength of God, he toiled. Heavy labor, thorns and thistles. Don't think if God gives you his 5 talents that it's going easy. Even if he gives you grace, it's a strife. Many things are against you in it. So he toiled, he labored, sweat on his face. He traded. It's trading is a risk. Trading is risk. You buy something and you have to sell something. And you don't know if you make something. But you need faith to buy something and hope to buy something to make something. Isn't it? You see, that's a car and I want to buy it. Take an example. And they want to sell it. And then you need hope and faith that you make some of it. Isn't it? You can't be a tradesman if you don't have hope. You have to sell your money, give your money away, buy a piece, I don't know what, and sell it again. If there are no one to buy it, well now. You lose your all. So God's people can only go by faith in him. Establish thou the work of our hands. Establish them. We can't. You got children by faith. Did you get children by faith here? Or by lusts? How did you get your children? By faith. Your properties. By faith. For yourself. The children are the heritage of the Lord. And see, sin is turned to yourself. I, me. But conversion is to live unto him. That my children might be a child of God, therefore. That's living unto him. That my property might be useful. But pastor has nothing to do with spiritual life. That's not true. The women served the Lord by their properties. Mary Magdalene. Serve the Lord. When I had to bury our dear elder, it struck me in a certain sense that God will take care of his body in life and death. We underestimate the world around us sometimes, and it's an evil. But if the Lord doesn't build your house, you work in vain. Comes nothing of it. The harvest won't be there. Wheat can't be gathered. So he traded it, opening God. He sowed, opening God. He had chickens, not his own chickens. Opening God. He had a business given to him. Hoping in God. Pastor, I have to tell you now, I know I'm a sinner. Why? I always hope in adventure. In lucky being. But I have to confess that I so little hope in God. This is a prayer day, my dear, to hope in God. Yeah, but How can I as a sinner hope in God? Only as a sinner. Forfeiting all. His own. Forfeiting all. No rights. What's a godly life? A pious life. God, forgive me. I have to confess selfishness. And if he would turn away his head from me, what can I say? But I hope in mercy and in grace and in goodness. And he traded. And do you know? Wonder of all wonders. He gained 5 talents by faith. Not hoping in vain. But again, all those 5 talents were also not his. They were the property. The increase is the property of the Lord. Therefore, if we give it out of his hands, congregation, what could we expect from the nation of Canada? From the nation of the Netherlands, from the United States, if we look around. Where idolism and selfishness is ruling. And God is pushed out of the country, not speaking about God. Separation from state and religion. Put God away from his creation. What can we expect? We should pray for conversions. Mr. Trump, our Prime Minister. Tell them their sins. That they might come, not only they, but all the inhabitants, to conversion and faith in Christ alone. And he gained. And then he got a reward by grace. Increased to the glory of God, but he got a reward. What was his reward? Like also the same with 2 talents, got 2. Because, now well, the Lord said to him, he said, behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, believing servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler of many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. They have it again. What's heaven? Is that my joy? No. It's his joy. And therefore my joy. That's different. The glory of God shining upon his people will shine in that glory. Heaven is the glory of God. Therefore, when the Lord Jesus started suffering in Gethsemane, when he went into Gethsemane, he rejoiced. Bearing his cross, taken upon his cross, for the joy which was set, what's the joy? Without sin, praising God. Everlastingly, not sinning anymore, not meaning myself anymore. Go ye into the glory, the haram, the joy of your God. He is joyful when his people enters the gates of righteousness. Glorious glory. and again. Not me, not their me, but him alone. There are some people hopeless now, bowing their heads, because they think they have to do it themselves. You can, dear. It's only by faith in him who has trodden the press alone. Let's sing 419. 419. 4. Where we will sing. From stores on high, thy streams flow over the hard and arid land. The fields are sown with corn and clover, provided by thy hand. There you have it, they're provided by thy hand. He had two talents, and he got the same reward. We think sometimes if we have 5 talents, yeah, come in here. We will be rewarded more, isn't it? It's all by grace, and by grace you're rewarded. You might have 2 talents, and you get the same reward. Come into the glory of God. We're always laborers, and we expect payment. If we made 5, we want to have a better place in heaven. No, it's all grace. You're rewarded by grace. You didn't make it yourself. God gave it to you. All you have is what given is by God. And if you are by grace extending the talents for his glory, it's by grace. And you're only rewarded by grace, not by works. God is not a debtor to give you heaven. He's glorified by grace in Christ, by mercy alone. Well done, good and faithful, believing servant, my child. Thou hast been faithful in a few things. Not much, Lord. Not much, almost nothing, Lord. I confess it. How unfaithful I am in a few things. Wonder. I will make thee ruler of many things. Rule with me. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That was so struck unto me when I prepared it. I said, that's heaven. God is joyful when his people are gathered in the bundle of life to serve him without sin. See his face shining in the glory of a triune God in heaven to behold. But then we come to the one. He was entrusted to one talent. But he didn't know that he was owned by the Lord. Some have a religion of fear. And even in the church, some know the love of God in Christ that are redeemed. Others are fearful. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but if it's only fear and never comes to joy and peace, why did he fear? I said, Lord, I knew, so I made a decision. I knew it. When thou gavest me the one talent, I knew. Thee that thou art the hard man, scalous. The word scalous is a hard bolster, a hard shell. Thou art hard. By nature, we have hard thoughts about God. I talked to my catechism class yesterday and I said to them, why do you have such hard thoughts about God always? Why do you? Why do you persecute me? Saul of Tarsus. Why always make you a conclusion that God doesn't want to be gracious? I knew thou wert hard. May I ask you now, is your God whom you serve a hard God or a loving God? Tell me. He's loving, isn't it? And good, full of mercy. But you need to know it by conversion and truth. Why do you have such hard thoughts about God? You shouldn't, dear. No, you shouldn't. There's no reason. It's callous. He who gave his only son. Yeah, but Pastor, probably not for me anyways. He who gave his only son. How do you have such hard thoughts? Why do you fear him? Yeah, I've sinned, I know. But he's a God of the law. He is. Reaping where thou hast not sown. Thou art asking fruits by people who are not able to bring forth fruits. That's the law. The law asks what you don't have. Forsaken in paradise, forgotten, taken away from you, your abilities. See, Pelagians say that you can do what the law asks. But if you're a child of God, you'll learn that you can do what the law asks. It condemns you to death. You fear. I hope you do. I will fear. But if it stays to be fear only, when there is no sorrow, no brokenness of heart, you're running away, being afraid for the judge of heaven and earth. He says, when I winnow, that's the second thing he says, when I would bring it to the harvest, when I winnow, they will gather where thou hast not strawed. It means, translated from the Greek, it's winnowing. You know what's winnowing? And winnowing is this, eh? You go on the hill, and you want to separate the chaff from the wheat, from the kernel. So you throw it, and you catch it, and throw it, and catch it. And when there is a strong wind, it might even happen that some kernels are on the floor, he says. And thou art so precise, that if I lose one kernel, thou wilt condemn me. Does God? No. But he has a hard feeling about God. He had to be perfect. And therefore he couldn't be perfect. You can't be perfect. Why do you have such hard feelings? Who gave his son to pay with his blood the price to set you at liberty, to make you by his spirit to love him and to seek him? I am not saying there should never be in your life a legal conviction. There should. But if there comes never more than legal convictions, you fear. God has no compassion, he says. When I'm losing some kernels out of my winnowing basket, he will say, wrong. I tell you another story. I've lost all my kernels out of my winnowing basket. And he says, mercy unto you, ye spoiling sinner, spoiling my property. I pay for it. And I was afraid. I thought I would never better have that talent. And I thought, I dig a hole and put the talent in the ground, for I'm losing it. I'll spoil it. And God is hard. So at the end, I'll give it him back. And do you know what the Lord said to him? You wicked. Why is he wicked? Not believing in Christ. Then you still are wicked. Your religion is a fear religion, not a love and gracious religion. And therefore you are slothful. You don't dare. You don't dare to sell your stuff and buy it. You're afraid that you're losing it. But by faith, God praying, prayer day, prayer evening, prayer while you wake and work, establish thou the work of my hands. May I ask you, did you make a lot of money last year? Did you tap on your own shoulder? Or may I change it? Did you lose some last year? And you gave God, for there was no rain enough, it was dry, and the apples were not growing so big. You accused the Lord or yourself? Isn't it a wonder that there were anyways any apples growing, feet and clothes for such a terrible sinner? God is good, and his goodness leadeth to repentance. And it's seen by grace in the conversion of a sinner, but also by extending his goodness unto you in days in which you live as a sinner by faith alone, if you have a true conversion, knowing you're on him. Thou knowest that I reap, and I sowed not, and I gather, but I have not strawed. You knew it. And the better would have given the talent to the bank and make some interest. If you couldn't do it, let another man do it for you. But you're not interested in my business, in my honor, in my glory. Take the talent from him. Give it to him with the 5, now the 10. For he that has will be given, and he that has not, what he has will be taken from him. If the fruits of grace are not seen in our lives, it will be taken from you, for there is not a true conversion. Yesterday we dealt with the 3, my catechism class, eyes at home, said 3 things we need to know: misery, deliverance, and thankfulness. If there is no thankfulness, there is no deliverance. And if there is no deliverance, you're still in sin. You boast in things which you don't know. You have never been cut off and engrafted in Christ. An impossibility for us. But congregation, if the last isn't there, if we don't have that desire, and I'm starting to say desire to live unto him, I think when God saves a soul in our midst, they have a desire to live unto him. I'm not saying they can grasp it and they can pick it and take it. It's grace. But they are apprehended by Christ. They have a desire to live unto him, isn't it? And you didn't make anything of it. I know, dear. But he paid, and he fulfills. And establish thou the work of thy hands. Establish it. I have to preach the law to condemn you and put you to impossibilities on your side. But my dear, there is a fulfilled law. What you can do, he does. What you spoiled, he reaps. He gathers. But you forfeit it, if you're a child of God, he makes well. When you have spoiled all the property of your father, and you repent there at the husks of the pigs, and go back and say, Lord, I have sinned against thee, misused everything of me and of thee. He waits for you and says, come, I give you a new cloak. A new ring on your finger, sandals on your feet, and come in the joy of God, for I want to have mercy and no sacrifice. I want to have my son glorified and not you. But this man had never been brought to the knowledge of self and sin. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that has not shall be taken away even the things that he has. Cast ye then the unprofitable and fruitful servant out in darkness, uttermost darkness, under the wrath of God eternally outside of Christ. There shall be weeping. Too late. He never wept here. And now he weeps. And gnashing of teeth. Do you know what he says? Had I, had I, had I, had I trusted in him who makes all things well. Had I, had I, too late, had I, had I, had I, gnashing of teeth. In the outer darkness, no glory, no light. Now I have a question. Is there someone who deserves that? Have you spoiled the stuff? Your marriage, your children, property, behavior. There is someone who pays the price when you can't pay it, who gathers where you spoiled, who reaps where you didn't sow. The Lord Jesus, the Savior of the undone, of in itself unprofitable servants, but by faith in him fruitful. All the fruits are in me, dear. Lose hope, and may God give you hope in him that says, I am yesterday and today and forever the same. Prayer day. Lord, forgive me, my nation, myself. Look upon me in the Lord Jesus. Make me to love thee, to glorify thee in my uttermost desires, to give thee the honor from eternity to eternity. Young children, why are you on earth? Calvin, the first question of Calvin is, why are we on earth? For the glory of our Creator. And you can't glorify God outside of Christ, outside of grace. Law condemns you, all done amiss. We are going the wrong way, but God converts us, breaks us down, makes us weeping and sorrowing, and take away our tears, that by grace we might have a very deep desire to honor thee by thy Spirit. Even that, it's grace. It's not me. It's not you. Out of him, through him, and unto him are all things. I'll spoil it all, but my hope is in God. For Jesus' sake, amen. Let's pray. Lord, two servants. The one operates in fear and has never been comforted, never sought forgiveness, never desired thee to know. Thought he could do it himself and he couldn't, so he feared and he laid the talent thou hast entrusted him with in the earth, thinking that you could please thee just giving it back. But thou hast made us to glorify thee, to trust thee, to be fruitful in our labors, in the church spiritually, that new ones might be born again. One talent, 10, be used in thy kingdom. Remember the ministry here. Remember our congregation, that when time is there, thou might send a minister. But don't forsake us, Lord, although sometimes we tremble. And what is in a man that thou would trust him? Let that man trust thee alone. Remember the consistory, the steward board. Thou hast provided so many things in the last year. But give us a pastor in favor in due time. Remember the students at their studies, theology, or at schools. Remember the teachers and the board. Give us a place, Lord, where our children will be educated to the glory of Thee, in homes, mothers and fathers, schools, high schools and universities, that they might go there not trusting their own abilities. Although Thou hast given abilities, that's grace. But establish Thou the work of our hands. Establish them, please. Without Thee we can do anything, Lord. We think so. I mind it. But forgive us. Remember our nation, Canada, United States, Netherlands, Europe. It's coming to an end. But revive us. Oh, revive us. Once more, that old Jewish people, and that old covenant people, that they might see thee whom they pierced and repent. For Jesus' sake. Amen. We end our service by singing 247. 247. The stanza 1 and 2. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. And I have it, our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints dwell secure. Have dwelt secure in what's following. 1 and 2, 247. That you may go home in peace, receiving the blessings of the living God, the love of God the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion with the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.